Two updates regarding StepStone. You recall that the board authorized a consulting agreement with StepStone on private equity and a discretionary mandate on private credit with StepStone. Both those contracts are executed. The private credit contract was executed in late December, so they're getting up and running on that. On the private equity side, we've got our first three funds going through the research pipeline. I'll give an update to the board a little bit later in the research process about who those funds are and where we are in the research process. And on the private credit side, they're in the process of ramping up the first few separate accounts, and I'll give an update to the board when those are in place. We'll probably have StepStone back to give a portfolio update later in the year.
Any other stuff?
And also, it's anticipated that the CPI will be released this Friday, so I'm looking at possibly having a retiree COLA coming back at the next board meeting. Also, at the next board meeting on January 24th, we're going to have some investment education. And as I have mentioned previously, I recently was elected to the CalPERS board. So if you have any feedback, especially if you attend the next General Assembly, feel free to offer any feedback, and I'll make sure that it gets routed.
I think it mentions the roundtable in San Jose, if you have any influence on that. Is Jerry and I, how long did it take us? 2.5 hours to get home?
Yeah, it was brutal.
Oh,
yeah.
San Jose, yeah.
I mean, it was quicker for me. It's not in Burbank anymore. It was quicker to go to Burbank than it was to San Jose.
That's true.
I believe it.
Yeah, and I see they moved the next one to Glendale, right?
Yeah, the one in February is the Hilton. And how far is the Hilton? Said like 20 minutes from the airport from Burbank, 15 minutes?
On a good day at about 1 in the morning.
Yeah,
no, so that the route the route down the 5 to the 134 to get over there at any time of day can be very difficult.
They said they had a shuttle.
Yeah, they might be able to shuttle you from the airport.
Goodness is it, Gabe and I covered a lot of ground.
We did.
Over and over.
And over, yeah. I thought, I used to live in Fremont, so I know these back roads, they were all packed.
Waze does that, too.
Yeah, that, we you know, going back, I mean, Gabe and I had these discussions with CalPERS, I want to say 3 years ago, 2 to 3 years ago, about the issue of San Jose and the need to maybe look at Oakland potentially as a venue close to the airport and so on. I mean, and it just got nowhere in short, and, you know, several conversations. So that might be something, you know, in terms of look at just as a practical matter, just trying to get to travel niceties and facilitating attendance, that's a big deal, because I think it's impediment. Yeah. That slog on 680 is, there's nothing quite like it.
I've brought up Indian Wells already.
How hard it is to get there.
Good. Yes.
Get out of there.
Okay. Good.
Yes.
Good.
Yes. And one thing, too, the next trustees roundtable is the beginning of February, and the agenda's not out yet. And there's roundtables next week that agendas aren't out yet on.
So
I've already brought up, you know, having more time, especially when it comes to the trustee roundtables, so that you have more time to plan for them.
You know, funny story, when my first CalPERS roundtable down in Burbank, it was Marty Dirks and I were in the same flight. We get the taxi and tells the hotel, he looks at us funny, he basically did a U-turn.
Right
there by the airport.
Yeah.
He was mad because then he had to get back in line again.
Any other staff reports?
Walked across Hollywood Way?
Yeah, I mean, it was right there. It was funny. We walked back, obviously.
14B, outside professionals. Harvey, anything that...
Nothing
in
going
an open session?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. 14C, trustee comments. Seeing none, is there a desire for a small break before?
Sure.
Okay, so let's take a short break and then reconvene for item 6 in closed session.